Rufus Wainwright is, in many ways, part of a music dynasty. He's the son of folk singers Loudon Wainwright III and Kate McGarrigle, and he's the brother of singer Martha Wainwright, who he sings with often, and he has sung with the best of them, from Elton John and Joni Mitchell to Paul Simon and Boy George.
But it's his distinct voice that's gained him fame over the last two decades.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift.
That, of course, is famous cover of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
And he'll be at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts tomorrow with his latest show, O Solo Wainwright. Our co-host Lauren Gilger got the chance to talk with him more about it.
Yeah, well, I'm in between projects here. I just celebrated the 20th anniversary of my first album being released, and then I'm about to release a new album in the spring. So what I have to offer is kind of a combination of old me and new me, and so it's very holistic.
One question I've always wanted to ask is just about your style of singing, your voice, right? Like, I know your influences are diverse, and your voice is so distinct. Like, you've carved out this sort of singular emotional sound for yourself.
Can
you tell us a little bit about how you grew into that sound? Like, when you first started singing as a kid with your family, you know, is that how you sounded?
My family, you know, were singers on both sides, both my parents. And I think because their careers were so unique, they just instilled in both Martha and I a sense that the most important thing is to not fit in and to be, you know, recognizable and different. What's interesting, though, is that when I then later came to California to make my first records, and I realized very quickly that that was not the norm. And so it was tough at the outset. But I think, you know, in terms of the long game, it's been really good for me because there's no one else like me.
And I know you love opera. You've written operas. Has that really shaped the way that you sing?
Yeah, I mean, opera has always been a big influence since from the get-go. I mean, I became an opera fanatic at the age of 13. And I think it's just the general kind of structure of those arias that has always interested me and trying to, you know, translate into a more popular form and you know, just bring some of the drama back.
I wanted to ask you about the new film, Judy. I know you have a song on the new soundtrack with Renee Zellweger. And, of course, you have an entire album recorded live at Carnegie Hall of Judy Garland songs. I love Judy Garland, and I think so many Americans do. What is it about, like, a legend like her that you sort of relate to or that you want to interpret or pay homage to?
Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that I'm a specific generation where when I was about 4 or 5 years old, we didn't even have video cassette players, VHS, like you couldn't rent a movie. That happened, you know, when I was maybe 6 or 7. So at that point, you know, movies on TV were a huge deal. Every Easter, they would have The Wizard of Oz. And it was a real kind of family affair, and everybody would watch it. And so it kind of ingrained itself as this, I would even say, spiritual experience. And there was something very communal about it and communion-y. So I think it just made that impression at the outset. And then, you know, my mother loved to accompany me on the piano. And the first song I wanted to sing was Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And you know, a lot of those things you do when you're little, just they never stop.
That's true. So in your career, you've mixed it up a lot in terms of genre. Like we said, opera, Judy Garland, to pop. Your newest album is made up of Shakespeare's sonnets. Some of those are read by some famous voices. So you've really pushed the boundaries of a lot of genres in your career, and I just sort of wonder, you know, what's next? What else do you want to do?
This album is coming out, so that I'm excited about. And, you know, I think once you dip your toe in the opera world, you're certainly, you can't just sort of walk away. I have to go in full throttle at some point. So I will write another opera at eventually. And obviously, you know, the in-between area is really Broadway, you know, and so everybody for years has been pestering me about writing some kind of Broadway musical, and so that's definitely coming into view now that I've worked in the theater for a few years.
All right, that is Rufus Wainwright joining us to talk about his show that is coming up on October 12th at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts. Rufus, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.